Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program that the folks are looking forward to spring more than most, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. To all of you who spend the days outside making certain there's going to be food on my table, thank you. You know, the story of American agriculture is complicated and expansive. I was reminded of that while visiting with Lisa Richardson, the executive director for South Dakota Corn, about the United States Grain Council, which develops foreign markets for our nation's corn, ethanol, distillers, grain, sorghum, and barley. Four representatives of South Dakota Corn recently attended the annual meeting of that council and were involved in helping to set a course of action for the coming year. Very simply, our nation's global markets are vital to the success of U.S. agriculture, and the reason is simple when placed in dollar value. This country's agricultural exports are valued at $137 billion annually, been steadily growing. Lisa told me that 97% of the world's population lives outside the United States, and those folks need reliable sources of food, livestock feed, and clean fuel. Speaking of clean fuel, the world's looking for octane, and U.S. ethanol is a low-carbon solution that can compete around the world. Hey, listen to a few examples. Bolivia has an E25 mandate they'd like to meet by 2025, while Brazil is set to use 3.7 billion additional gallons by 2030. Canada wants to be E10 by 2020 and a 15% renewable by 2025. China's goal is E10 by 2020. That country is a 4.6 billion gallon market. Mexico has started an E10 program. Indonesia has an E2 mandate and is the eighth largest liquid fuel market in the world. Even Ireland wants to be E10 by the end of this year. There are over 70 countries with renewable programs, and the potential for U.S. ethanol is absolutely incredible. Folks, the opportunity for exporting grain, livestock feed, and clean fuel are endless, and free trade agreements are the key. Never lose sight of that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, thanks for what you do.